Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 140 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Natalie Sprink. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Allie. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Are you 24?
Allie, how old are you?
I am 24 years old.
Welcome, Allie, Vanessa, and Maggie to the podcast. It's Allie's birthday today, although when I actually release this, it will probably be next week, but sorry.
Mom, Maga thought it was my 23rd birthday until yesterday.
Really?
She said,
Maga. She listens to every podcast, so.
Oh, I know. But she said, you're 23. And I was like, I didn't even hear her really. I didn't even, like, process it. And then she said, wait, are you 24? And I said, yeah. And she said, oh, I said 23. And then she was like, but you're the age of the year. And then she was like, oh, no, you're so much older than I thought you were. And I was like, so true. She was like, there's no way you're 24.
I thought you're only 23. You know, when you get older, you have to have a way to remember how old you are like that. So, like, when you get to be like a random number, like 37, you know, you're like, oh, how old am I? So the way I had to remember, maybe it's just me. The way I had to remember is I was born in 71. So I am like 1 year younger than the year. So it's 2024, so I'm 53. Get it?
Shot, you're 53.
How do you remember your age?
How old I am, and I'm 24.
Like, because you all are born the same year as, you all are the same age as the year. No?
I'm 99, so I'm going to be 25 at the end of 24.
Oh, wait, when's your birthday again?
September 6th.
Oh, I don't know why I was thinking you were, like, I don't know. Who else's birthdays are in March and April?
Olivia and Laura are March 23rd, 5th, and 9th.
Okay.
And Maggie's April 13th. And Allie's April 30th. And
Mom.
September. I'm the oldest. Keep it in the men's.
Okay.
Maggie what? Is having a heart attack right now at the fact that you are not in your 40s.
Aw, thanks, Maggie.
She just said to me she thought this whole time that my dad just married a younger woman.
I was just kidding. I meant 43. Did I say 53? I meant 43. That's actually what I meant. Thank you, Maggie, for pointing that out.
You do look good, sister.
That's so sweet.
No, I'm like lost.
Allie's 25.
So
24.
She could have.
So if she was, let's say, 48.
25.
How old?
My mom had Colin when she was 25.
She was 29.
I was 29 when I had Allie, so I was a little older.
No, I feel like 25. Imagine if I was having a kid next year. I would need to be pregnant right now, pretty much.
Well, also.
Yeah, sick thought.
Ugh! Yeah, my mom had.
That's hideous.
Yeah, okay, let's make it about Allie. Let's block Maggie. How to make it about me.
Let me ask you this question. If you guys would get to a certain age and you wanted kids, but like you just haven't found the right guy yet, would you have a child would you get artificially inseminated and pick a donor?
Okay, I have an answer to this. I'm trying to freeze my eggs as soon as I get $10,000 plus the storage fees. I would freeze my eggs tomorrow and have 24-year-old eggs because then you can be 47 and you, like, it takes the complete race off the clock. But I think a lot of people wait till their mid-30s when they're like, shit, the time's running out. And then they're like, I'm going to freeze my eggs. But if you can get ahead of it, do it in your early 20s, like, imagine that. Like, that's the goal. But it's expensive.
And that's They say that's a good thing to do. And they also say it's like a miserable process when you are prepping yourself for the removal of the eggs, I guess, because you have to be in, like, inject yourself. But it makes you with, I don't know what, but it makes you super bloated, like really,
yeah,
really bloated feeling for a long time.
One of my favorite influencers did it recently, like pretty recently. And I think it's pretty, it's not fun. And it's not guaranteed. You might not get their, like, I think they want you to have 20 eggs, but you don't necessarily get that. Especially as
you're older. But at least then you have them.
Totally. Because then you don't have to, like, settle on a man that's, like, mid.
What would be your high criteria of what the donor, the characteristics of the donor?
This question is good. You're about to get several different answers from several different people, because I can tell you right now, these two would have strong opinions on that.
Well, let me tell you why I'm asking this question, because I'm trying to relate it back to Bravo shows and Bachelor shows, because that's sort of what this podcast is about. But just last week.
Keep going.
What?
No,
last week.
I thought she was finishing there.
No, last week on Vanderpump Rules, Lala Kent is going to, she's pregnant now, but when they recorded, she was getting ready to be inseminated, or she was picking her donor, I should say. So she had a donor party, and the reason why she had her donor like party with all of her, like her aunts and her mom and her good girlfriends, was because she has another daughter already. That daughter was conceived in love with a man at the time they had her, but then they split up, blah, blah, blah. So she wanted this baby to have some like story that it was conceived, or like the process was thought of in love and with other people she loved. So she had this party. So they helped her pick a donor for the baby.
That's
why I'm asking you this question. So she's currently pregnant.
Are we ranking like our top three things?
So let's see. Yes, but keep in mind that apparently some of the donor facilities, I don't know what those are called, don't release pictures of the men. They only release pictures of like have a description like 6'1", dark hair, blah, blah, blah. You don't actually get to see the guy. So let's assume it's that you can't see the picture of the guy. And then, yeah, top three things.
Okay. Who wants to go first? I have answers, but I have a feeling they might be, I don't want to be un-PC.
Wait, what did you say?
We'll see how this goes. Well, the first one is obviously no family history of serious health issues. Like, that one's obvious. Like,
that's one of mine,
lots of cancers or, like, anything like that. This is the one I think is going to be controversial, and this is no hate to all my lovers out there with mental health issues. Someone with a clean mental health history and family history, like...
That's fair.
Like, schizophrenia, bipolar, psychosis... all of it. That's a clean histories on there. And then the third one. Oh God. What can they even tell you? Do you know what kind of things you can like?
I think that they can tell you like, I think they can tell you like what their hobbies are. They can tell you what, like how educated they are. I think they like to say, you know, I have a master's in this and that or whatever. I don't have a college degree. I think some of them do IQ tests. I don't know what else.
Really nature versus nurture. I'm trying to think of things that are coming in the genes, which then leads me back to tall. So tall. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. So like also on this one, there was, hers were as detailed as the guys were like, I love dogs or whatever. I don't love dogs or I have goldfish or like it's very detailed.
I don't know why I think education would be an interesting one. I wish I could test that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's nature versus nurture? Like if you had a kid who's had a donor who was a Harvard graduate, but you put them in not very good school systems and they don't get the right learning, like teaching technique, they're not going to end up probably like, right? Or is that not true? Is intelligence inherited genetically?
To an extent, I think it is.
Yeah, I think to an extent, but I don't know.
If you never practice or like developed it, then probably the person's not going to amount to, like, something. They're not going to become, they're not going to run their own lab at Columbia. But I think that if they have, like, if you, your parent is someone that's highly educated, I think it comes down to you, too, a little bit.
Hey, Allie, will you scoot your, are you on the laptop?
Yeah.
Because I can't hear Vanessa and Maggie that well.
So you think it's semi-heritable, inheritable.
Yeah.
Intelligence is. Nat, do you agree with that?
That intelligence is inherited?
Yeah. Or at least somewhat, to some degree, inheritable.
I would think to some degree, yeah. I feel like the hard part, they got on this topic when they were talking about it, and I agreed with it, is that, you know, it's hard to know with people what traits they have because they are learned traits, because they, like, grew up around their parents, and what traits are actually genetic traits, you know, like say a short temper or something like that. You know, you might get a guy who is super intelligent but has a super short temper. And one might say, well, his dad had a short temper too, so must be in the genes, but not necessarily, because if they grew up with a dad with a short temper, more than likely they just, that's a learned behavior. You know what I mean?
But that feels like it translates.
I'm not speaking from experience at all.
that feels like it pretty much applies to everything, right? Like, to some degree, isn't everything like a mix of the both? Like, if you had someone who was really, really patient, that person probably didn't grow up with parents that were really impatient. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, I think even if you had it wired to be one way, you're...
Can you let them talk.
There's the New York quiet again.
Driven? Yeah. Is driven something that's... I don't think that's...
I think you hit really two good genetic ones. The diseases and the mental health.
We always knew height was on there for you, too.
But I mean, once you get to the point where it's like anything's a learned behavior, I'm going to mold my kid to be the most, like, hopeful.
I really want my child to have curly hair. So.
Is that dominant or recessive?
So I need the guy to have curly hair, too.
Now, that's perfectly fair, Allie. If you're like, you know what? I want a blue-eyed child with curly hair, well, you better find a blonde with curly hair.
Word.
With blue eyes. And that's fair. I don't actually think we should make that sound vain. I think that if you want your kid to come out a curly little cutie like you, you better work for those genetics.
Yeah, word.
So word.
What else? Anything else?
Clear skin.
I was going to say...
Well, yeah, but
braces are really expensive.
Could fix teeth, though.
No. Honestly, they have to have the strongest teeth on the planet. You're not going to be 23 and have two root canals and, like, 18 cavities.
Yeah,
that
would be so embarrassing.
Okay, whoa.
But then it comes back to, like, did you brush well enough? Just kidding. No, you had fun. You're not. I'm kidding. Maggie, you guys, if you couldn't tell... Maggie, not to expose your personal health information and violate HIPAA, Maggie does not have genetically strong teeth. There it is.
People always say they look so nice, and I'm like, well, they're falling apart.
You know what? I bet, though, good teeth is definitely that's genetic.
It is. My dad's teeth are horrible. My grandma's
like
teeth
tooth health, horrible. Like mouth health.
Like
yeah.
Dental hygiene.
Not like straight teeth. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's genetic as well.
It definitely is.
Yeah, my teeth got boinked because I sucked my thumb for so long.
Tyler sucked his thumb for a long time.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Someone needed to take control of me.
How old were you when you stopped?
12.
Oh. Oh, no judgment.
No, but a little judgment.
I went to the orthodontist and he was like, damn, like these two are stuck out straight and the ones next to my big teeth were turned sideways. And he's like, my brother also had like a snaggle tooth and he came in and he did my brother, and then he came in to me and he was like, oh, you're gonna be a breeze. You have a huge mouth. And I was like, thanks.
I have the opposite problem. Big teeth.
My brother has
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Dad. Small jaw.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. Years of pain. Wouldn't wish that on a child.
Did you guys ever hear the story about how Allie quit her pacifier, her Bippy? We call it a Bippy.
Did you put it in hot sauce?
No. So this was never, you could read all the books, and at the time we didn't have TikTok, but you know, you could probably see all the TikToks, and we never would have guessed this is what would have done it. But she had a pacifier, which we called a Bippy, and we were at the lake on the boat. She was two, and we were trying to figure out how we could make her stop with the Bippy. And just randomly, I said, Allie, you know that if you keep sucking on your Bippy, you are going to have crooked teeth. And she stopped, and she took the Bippy out of her mouth and threw it down. And that was it.
How old is that?
She did not want crooked teeth.
How
and
old
that
was
did
that?
It. You forgot about that?
How old?
Oh, two. You were two.
She could speak.
And I think the next morning, so you always wanted it in the morning, like when you got up. You didn't have it during while you slept, but when you got up, you instinctively asked for it. And I said, no, remember you'll have crooked teeth. And you were like, oh, yeah. It was like you remembered. And...
I can't believe you're having this conversation with a two-year-old. I'm like, no, remember teeth. And she's like, so true.
How did she even know that crooked teeth were bad? Like, maybe crooked teeth were a good thing. She was two. I mean.
Your teeth were about to take you on a freaking roller coaster anyway.
No, it's probably because I knew who Madonna was, and Madonna didn't have crooked teeth. And I was like, I can't have crooked teeth.
Honestly, if there's anything, now this is an interesting thing back to the nature versus nurture. This is, I think, innate to you because this is still true for you today. Where you're very much like, if I was like, ooh, Allie, if you don't stop rubbing your skin, you're going to have acne. Your shit would be down. Like, you wouldn't be touched. Like, I feel like you're very much like, once you click into something, you're kind of like, oh, well, don't want it. Not going to do the thing that causes that. Except a couple things, which I won't.
Yeah, well, it started young, if that's true. Jeez.
I cannot believe that I knew what you were talking about.
I can't either. I mean, we looked, Dad and I looked at each other like,
I did have a weird attachment to a diving stick, though.
Oh, yeah. A sweet old diving stick. You guys know that story, right?
No.
Okay.
These are all Allie birthday stories. So... Allie was desperate for Matthew and William specifically to pay attention to her when she was little. Again, she was probably more like three or four at this time, but desperate for attention from them because they basically were just like typical big brothers to her, and twins made it even worse. So she was just like, would do anything that they said and tried to get their attention in any way she could. But one time, when they were at our house, so they are 3 years older than you. So yeah. Say they were seven-ish, and they were playing in this little pool we had, and they had those diving sticks, you know, there were sticks and you just throw them in and then you dive after them. But it was about this long. It was just a stick and it was orange. And she was down there and she was wanting to play with them. And they just, I think to shut her up, gave her a diving stick. And she literally carried that diving stick around for a year. I'm not lying. It was Spout and the diving stick. And they went everywhere we went. And so I have a story about one time we were grocery shopping in Walmart. And we had went to the bathroom. And she had Spout and the diving stick. And we set them down so she could go to the bathroom. And we left. We left them there. But we literally got all the way home, which is a half an hour away, before we realized Spout and the diving stick were there. So I hurried up and I call Walmart and I was like, we were just shopping in there this evening and my daughter left a stuffed animal and a diving stick.
No.
And they were like, they were like, okay, hang on, we'll go check. And I was like, it's orange, the diving stick. So sure enough, they came back, whatever, 5 minutes later, and they're like, is it an elephant? Yeah, we found the elephant and the diving stick. So she had them both still. But I don't even know why you quit carrying it around, but she carried them around forever because her brothers gave it to her, and she thought that that meant she finally won them over.
Did you? Were they nice to you after that?
No.
They were
I really think they gave her the diving stick to shut her up, but she was like, holy shit, they just gave me diving stick.
They were monstrous to me for probably another 9 years.
Even with the diving stick?
Yes.
So they weren't like, they did not.
They did. They were probably like, why is that bitch holding a diving stick all the time? And I was probably like, they gave it to me. They definitely remember.
Not crazy move of you to just be like, she can keep the diving stick and not be like, honey, no, they don't care about the diving.
Pick your battles.
Right, pick your battles is right.
Wait, yeah. You must have been so confused where you must have been like, guys, I've got the stick. Yeah, loser, go away. And you're probably like, I'm so confused. Your little brain probably was like, maybe the stick's not working.
To be honest, I don't even remember what their reaction was. Like, why they were like, why is she taking the diving stick into the restaurant with us when we're going to eat or to Walmart?
Would she freak out if she didn't have it?
I mean, I guess I can't remember that specifically, but she definitely had to have them both with her. Was not just Spout, it was also the diving stick. So she always grabbed both. But I
would not go to sleep very well without Spout. I remember that. If Spout was missing, I was like, what the fuck? If he was getting washed overnight, I was like, you're like, here, try new Spout. And I'd be like, no, this thing is disgusting.
That was another, like, so she would rub. She had the pacifier that had the little holes on them so that she would rub Spout in that little hole to like tickle her cheek. And so one time when Spout was being washed, actually, no, I think it was when Spout got left at Walmart. I got new Spout out, which was the exact same Spout, just new. So it didn't have, what do you call it? Alopecia.
Alopecia.
Yeah. Oh. And so I said, here, let. I think that was the first time I pulled new Spout out, and I pulled new Spout out and I said, look, here's another Spout. Here's Spout. And she took it and she rubbed it on her pacifier. And then she did the same thing that she did with the pacifier. She rubbed it and then she looked at it and she threw it down. She's like, fuck that. It's definitely not Spout.
He was like, don't try to stick me. Get me my diving stick.
Stop wasting time with your stupid games and get me my diving stick.
It literally feels like you sitting in, it's like a movie of like a child, and it's like you're gonna burst into flames with the fucking stick and the fucking elephant back.
Like Jack.
It's
literally like from Incredibles, Jack.
Yes, Jack. Literally.
I was maybe one of the most dramatic children available on the planet.
It's not just a child.
When we did when we found that video of me doing the hokey pokey, guys, we found this home video of me doing the hokey pokey at like, I was probably 4. And I was like performing for my mom. And I wonder if I videoed it, but I was performing. Like,
that was in our bedroom, wasn't it?
Yes. Just performing like no other. And like, belting the song. Let's see if I can.
Yeah.
I ever took a picture of or video of it, but I've always been a performer.
Now, here's a question, Nat, as a parent, what do you think? Holly had a sister, do you think that would have dramatically shifted the entire experience of your life?
Of my life?
Of her life.
Of her life. I say yes, only because I wouldn't say that her and Tyler became really like good buddies until later in life. But I think that had she had a younger sister, she would have like more like, I think she tried to teach Tyler her girly things. Didn't really, you know, she dressed him up in a tutu and she, you know, like made him learn the High School Musical dances and all the stuff like that. But I think if she actually would have had a girl, a sister, that she would have like gone crazy with that because she was so dramatic. Tyler only did it for a certain length of time and then he was done with that.
Well, I think you would have completely shifted your main character energy. As someone with two younger sisters, I think if you had to share the spotlight, it would, because you don't share the spotlight with a boy the same way you share it with girls. Like,
true.
I think that would have also been a really different experience for you, Allie, is if you had another girl and you weren't like, oh, you weren't her. You were just like one of her.
Plus, she like always felt like maybe she had to defend herself and rise above her brothers, and always had that mentality too, even with her older brothers, you know. And I, maybe if she would have had a sister, it would have been more like a camaraderie, like me and my little sister against my brothers, you know. And maybe she formed that more independent nature because she was the only girl. I don't know.
Totally. You might not have carried around a diving stick for a year if you had someone else to like play with your dolls with you, you know. Like, then maybe the diving stick wouldn't have felt like, oh my god, I'm in. You know, you would have been like, you're on the outs.
So true.
Wonder if we kept that diving stick somewhere. I feel like that's something I would have kept because it just
kept it.
It has to be somewhere.
We need to go up in the attic eventually and try to like find some of the stuff we're talking about, because
yeah,
there's definitely some good shit up there.
Yeah,
I was gonna say,
for
when
sure.
You guys moved, did you just put like all the stuff that was like?
We had a huge basement area, unfinished basement area, like literally like another basement. It was a massive space. Like the whole bottom of our house basically was unfinished storage. And I mean, we had probably like 10 full shelves of just like boxes and boxes of just old stuff, like your old stuff, my old stuff, Tyler's old stuff, dad's old stuff, Christmas decorations. Like, oh my God, we had so much stuff.
Did you throw it out when you moved?
We threw a lot out.
We threw a lot out, like, because it was unnecessary, but like, we didn't throw everything away because our house has an attic above my parents' room. And then there's like an attic in one of the sheds. So like, we still had some storage. It's just not like in our house.
It's not very easily accessible, which I don't like, because one of the specific things that I hate that I realized how much I accessed now that I don't have access to it is all, I was really good about keeping for a long time. I was really good about keeping photo albums where we actually had to get the pictures developed and put them in photo albums. And I looked back at those a lot, I realized, but now we have, that's one thing this house does not have is a lot of storage space, which I don't like, but they're up in that attic. It's really hard to get to. So every time I want to like a picture of them when they're little, because my phone goes back to, I think, 2011. And that's, you know what I mean? So any pictures earlier than that, or I don't have access to them unless I want to go through a lot of trouble. And I hate that. But
yeah, that is a pain.
Yeah.
Cause like,
okay. So I want to ask, wait, are you Maggie? I know Vanessa, you are. Maggie, are you a Taylor Swift fan?
I like Taylor Swift. I don't listen to her music though.
Maggie's
okay.
Well,
I was going to ask about what you think about her new album.
Allie, do you want to start with your controversial opinion or do you want to?
Oh, controversial opinion. What's that?
Oh, my controversial opinion is that I like the first half of the album better than the second half of the album. That's a very controversial thing on the internet right now because people like the second half of the album better. I like the first half. But I like the entire thing. The entire thing is so good. And if people don't get it, they don't have to be mean about it. They just aren't listening. They don't have ears, clearly.
Well, if you don't get it, you didn't have time to listen to 31 songs which is 2 hours of music. Realistically, you gotta give it 5 or 6 listens per song before you can understand what the heck she's saying.
Because in the mind of a woman.
She's an advanced mind,
like,
an advanced lyricist, and you can't listen to Clara Bow one time and then be like, oh my god, I totally understand what you're saying.
No, and a guy is going to be like, that's so dumb, because he's not going to literally listen to any of it or try to understand what she's saying at all, because, like, A, don't have the patience, B, they're like, oh, she's just complaining, and it's like, that's fine, but if you actually sat down and, like, wrote down the lyrics and, like, listened to it, it's just, like, it's so good.
It's also, like, she's almost too good, where it's, like, she had enough thoughts to make 31 songs, and there's a reason albums are, like, 15. Because once you get into the later 25s, you're like, oh my gosh, I am so, like, it's like, it's just a lot to process. My little, like, regular person brain can't get all of her thoughts and feelings in one listen. But that's not her fault that she's just better than the rest of us.
So have you even listened to it, Maggie?
Yeah, there's one song I really like. Not
which one?
Well, the lyrics, but, like, not even because of, like, the music. I just love that she did it and the context behind it. But Thank You, Amy.
Yeah.
I always had kind of a distaste in my mouth for the Kardashians. I don't know why. I watch their show. I don't hate them. I just, like, there's some things I'm just like, all right, we, like, don't need to idolize these people. And they got to the point where they were idolized. And I think that Kim Kardashian sided with her husband, who her ex-husband is. Like, she had to go through all that. And I respect her for keeping how she handled her divorce with her ex-husband and with the children. But she, like, did fuck over Taylor Swift 100% and probably was in the wrong with how she, like, recorded the conversation. I don't know too much about it. But the fact that, like, she came out and just with a song called Thank You, Amy, I think is so my favorite word I won't say on this podcast. And everyone's like, Kim Kardashian's like, oh, it's so long ago, get over it. It's like, no, come out and apologize and then she can get over it. You bullied her when she was in her early 20s because of your crazy ex-husband. And now that you're not with your crazy ex-husband anymore and, like, time has passed, you're like, get over it. It's like, no, apologize for being wrong.
Okay, hot take. I don't think anything Kim Kardashian can do at this point can make it better. So I actually think she should just stand her ground and be like, it wasn't very nice to you.
If she's like, I did it, what I did was wrong, and, like, in the moment, I'm going to stand by what I did because it was my husband. Totally get that. But she was wrong, and she should be like, I'm sorry.
But I don't think it's going to make it any better for Taylor Swift, which is what I think that song is like, no matter what you do, you can't undo what you did.
But there's, like, internal reports being like Kim Kardashian being like, oh, she wrote a song about me, like, just get over it. It's like, no, this is her way of getting over it because you never gave her closure.
Has she officially responded to the song? There's been no, which is a bit surprising to me because it seems they respond to everything about everything.
The internal reports that I've been seeing, again, all of my information about this is coming from Instagram, not even TikTok anymore. I'm getting banned. Is that she's internally taught, like, people bring up to her and she's like, it's been years. She's like, I'm over it. I'm moved past. I'm so mature. It's like, you're not mature. You just let enough time pass so that the media cycle doesn't pick up on it anymore. And now that it's being picked up again, you're like, I'm so mature. I got over it. It's like, no.
Okay. Let me play devil's advocate. Cause I do like production.
I don't not and like I think, her. I just and I think that she's gotten to a point where she thinks she's untouchable and you're an individual. Like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is not untouchable. Like, and I just think that this album opened up into being like, these are all of my, and people are criticizing it because she, like, they're like, it's not perfect. It's like, this is like her inner monologue, and like, she's gotten so big and went through so much. Like, she's expressing it, and doesn't matter if you think it's her best work or not. Like, this is her, like, journal. And I think Kim Kardashian big that she's like, I'm Kim Kardashian. Like, I can do anything. It's like, no, bitch.
Okay. First of all, I'm down with the Taylor Swift part, but I don't, play the other side of this, is I think Taylor Swift.
In Vanessa's favorite words, to play devil's advocate.
I don't think you should ever not play the devil's advocate. I think we need to look at the devil's advocate. But I think in this case, Taylor Swift's entire emotional life and every thought and feeling she ever has is chronicled from her perspective through her music to express how she feels about situations and how she's grown. So I think we have a very clear view of Taylor Swift's perspective. Kim Kardashian's a very different kind of famous, where, first of all, I think behind...
No talent.
But Taylor... Kim Kardashian's platform isn't one where she's expressing every thought, feeling, thing. She's, like, that's not how she's doing it. And, like, I don't think we can say Kim Kardashian has no talent and Taylor Swift has talent. Like, Taylor Swift's a talented songwriter and Kim Kardashian's a talented businesswoman who's selling billions of dollars worth of things. But they're just two very, very different mediums. So you can't really compare them, like, apples to apples. And I think Kim Kardashian probably has grown and probably has had thoughts of, like, that wasn't nice, that wasn't kind, I shouldn't have sided with this man who was bullying this girl. Like, obviously things have come out about Kanye since, where Kim Kardashian's like, I'm done. So I think probably a lot of the growth Kim Kardashian has done is behind closed doors and in the privacy of her own life. And so I just don't think we can be like, Kim is frozen in time and, like, fuck you, Taylor, like, and still standing by where she was with Kanye. And, like, she probably is, like, guys, I'm over this because I've done the work on myself to not treat people that way anymore. And, like, I think we just don't know the inner workings of that because we don't look at Kim Kardashian's inner monologue in the same way we look at Taylor Swift's. So my only point is I think the truth is on both sides. Like, I think Taylor Swift is right to be like, you hurt me, and it's not, like, just because... it's like time has passed, doesn't not hurt anymore. And I think Kim Kardashian's right to be like, look, I'm not that person anymore. Like, you don't know me. We're not friends. And, like, I'm over it and I want to move on and not be that person.
Play devil's advocate to your argument. I'd see, like, if Kim is like that, then yes, like, I will be like, again, I don't have any say in this. And, like, really doesn't affect me at the end of the day. Kim was just so public.
Oh, Kim Kardashian listens to this podcast, so.
Oh, man, hey, Kim.
Kim. I have some Hold great on. Things about your skips. Love it.
She just was so public with, like, releasing the tape and, like, all of her sisters. Like, the snake emoji, I think that was, like, that's why
Reputation
is a snake. Like, mm-hmm. They were just so publicly against her that just her not responding, even saying, I've matured. I think this is something that was a part of my past and I'm a different person from it would give a lot of closure. But the only stuff I know about Kim Kardashian in this situation is what she's made public. And I hope to God what you said is what's happening, but I don't know if that's true. All I know of the situation is that Kim was very public with what she did to Taylor. Taylor was silent. Taylor finally released, like, her version of it. And now Kim has yet to be, like, say anything about it. I'm just like, until Kim says something, I'm just going to be in the mind, like, you were so public towards your treatment of a 20-something-year-old girl.
Totally. But I do think the timeline's getting a little bit jaded here. Like, that happened a long time ago. And Kim has really, I think, tried to regain some privacy in her life since, like, she dragged Taylor Swift publicly, totally. But I think if she now goes back and drags Kanye publicly,
doesn't
it's like you didn't
Kanye.
Learn anything. Like,
doesn't have to
I do
Kanye.
Think that she, it's also, like, we have to keep in mind that Kim Kardashian is going to protect her own kids and their own father every single time for Taylor Swift, and she should. And if she traded on Kanye and was, like, started, like, I think she could maybe apologize, but I also think she's trying to keep the Kanye stuff as bottled down as possible. And since Kanye is a complete loose cannon, I think if she went back and was like, I'm so sorry we did that, like,
she could just say me.
But, like, I think it is a we. Like, I don't know. I just think it's, I get what you're saying, where it's like Kim Kardashian could come out and apologize. And I also think, like, she also has probably a lot of reasons where she's not doing that. And, like, probably the priority is her kids.
My devil's advocate would be to say that, I mean, Kim might be doing work on herself, but I feel like the Kardashians are just known around the world for being, like, the most open book people on the planet. I mean, they have showed us their entire lives for years and years and years and years. And because this was such a public matter between one of the other most famous people on the planet, I think that this is a different situation than if, like, say she was struggling with something with one of their kids having a mental illness or something like that, that was a private matter. But this from the get-go was not anywhere close to a private matter. It was public from the very beginning. And I would respect personally Kim more if she would just do something as simple as say, look, I just need to address this. I thought I was doing the right thing in the moment because I was defending my husband, but it was so wrong. And I am really sorry about it. Done. Over. And I think she has really the Swifties more to be concerned with than actually her relationship with Taylor Swift, because who gives a shit? They don't ever have to talk again, and neither one of them probably cares. It's Taylor Swift's fans. Did you see her post when the day Taylor's album came out? She posted about, like, Kim. I don't know. Kim had a post on Instagram about Courtney's birthday or somebody. And in the comments, I mean, it was hundreds of comments that just said, thank you, Amy. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Amy. I mean, they were just blasted through her comments. So, and I don't know if she even said anything about that, but it feels rich because of their exposure to their entire lives to everybody. You know, I mean, they almost have been made fun of it because they don't have any secrets.
Yeah, I don't know. Totally agree with that.
Okay, I totally agree. And I actually, just for the record, don't have, like, I love Taylor Swift, and I don't think what Kim Kardashian did was right. So this is all just to speculate. But I do think we have to always remember reality TV should have big fat parentheses around the word reality, because it is all only showing, especially I would say in the last 5 to 10 years of the Kardashians, like, Kim Kardashian's making final editing cuts. So you're like, we're seeing into their lives, and we're seeing exactly what they're letting us see, and nothing more and nothing less. So, like, and to that point, Kim is smart enough to be like, I'm sure in the upcoming season of the Kardashian, this is going to come up in like an interview.
I feel like too.
Like, why would I talk about it on a public platform now when it can't do anything for me? And this is selfish, but just saying, like, she's probably like, if I hold this in 8 months when the season comes out, there's going to be clips of me all over the internet talking about it from my side, and it's going to get my show viewerships, it's going to get me viewerships. So she's probably like, I do think she's smart enough to be like, I don't actually care if Taylor Swift likes me, and I know these fans are going to, like, are intense. So I could see another side of it being like, this is all smoke and mirrors for her to make money, and doesn't, like, it's not.
That would make a lot of sense for them to do that, for sure.
So all this to say is, keep wearing Skims and listen to Taylor Swift while you do it.
I do wear Skims. I do love Skims. I will say that I'm sort of addicted to it.
Just right for us.
Yeah.
Bras. You've been a big Skims bras fan lately.
I've yet to buy anything.
Seriously?
The t-shirts are my favorite. I think the t-shirts are my favorite.
Well, the pink skate t-shirt you bought.
Yes.
Oh, I do. Yeah,
but I will say, and I will not, I've only listened to it twice, and I'm never just sitting down listening to it, but I am bored by Taylor Swift's new album. I'm sure if I listened more, I would catch on to the beats, but I feel like there's no song in there that's just got that beat that's super catchy and that just you can't get out of your head. Like, I haven't found that song for myself.
Shake it off.
You should listen to I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. That'll be it.
Or Florida. I think Florida, like, once you get behind that sound, like,
I know which song you're talking about. I think even Fortnite is okay. Maybe it's just because it's the first one. I probably heard that more often, but maybe I'll get there. It's just hard for me to listen to 31 songs in a row. I listened to it while I was cleaning the house, and you know how that is. I'm not listening to the words at all.
No, you'll get there.
You did something smart, and I think took a two-step approach. You did the first half, and really listened to it, absorbed it, and then didn't you do the second half later?
I'm still doing the second half and like still listening to it. I just like the first half so much now that I'm basically listening to the whole thing anytime I'm listening to it. So
what are your top three songs then?
The Tortured Poets Department. But Daddy, I Love Him. And probably this one's hard. Number three could either be Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. Or
Top Steps.
Wait, you haven't even gotten to the back nine.
I like
Black Dog?
Black Dog, but it's not my top three.
I will also say that one thing I love about Taylor Swift is like the torch. What's the one that she put a music video for?
Fortnite.
So Fortnite, she literally has Ethan Hawke in it and some other guy, and they were both actors in that what the hell is that movie called? It's what the Tortured Poet group chat is about.
Oh, the
what is it called? It's with Robin William. What's his name? He's the professor, and they're all at a boys' school.
Dead Poets Society.
I was going to say it. Okay, yeah.
The original movie, they're in the movie, and then she got them to be in her music video, which I was like, that's honestly so cool that you can get, like, famous, like, movie actors to be like, hell yeah, I want to reprise my role.
I watched the video. Where is Ethan Hawke?
They were the lab coat doctors.
Oh, okay.
I have to give it to the Swifties. The Swifties get into the details in a way I just like can only have only respect for. Like,
that's true.
I just am not picking things up like that. But then people will say it, and I'm like, oh, that is cool.
I noticed that he was in the. I knew he was in the original movie, and I didn't. I noticed that he. I literally, when we watched the video, I was like, "That's Ethan Hawke," and I was like, "Yeah." And then later on, I saw like a video of it being like. I was like, oh my god, wow, go her.
I am dying to get my hands on some of the merch that sold out. So,
what about wearing your
like what?
The full sweater at the same time?
I want this
cardigan.
I want
Allie's wearing a cardigan. She's napping under a cardigan, and she's napping.
I got the sweatpants.
They're
sold out right now, but they came in back in stock today. So I get the sweatpants. So I'm waiting for the sweatshirt.
I wonder.
Can I see the sweatshirt?
That. You got a ring?
Yeah.
For the
will she release?
Honestly, it's beige, my favorite.
With white lettering saying the Tortured Poets.
Is that a white sweatshirt?
Beige.
I can't see through this thing. So will she release what new songs will be on her set list for the remainder of her tour?
No.
You won't know ahead of time?
No, we'll find out.
Damn it. I would listen to those songs.
Well, we're going to find, we'll find out on May 9th.
Oh, but will she keep the same ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Allie, as someone in the Swiftie universe, is she going to cut one of the eras, or is she just going to trim?
No, she's trimming.
Which era?
Really?
I think she's trimming Midnights. I think she's trimming Red. Probably. I think she's trimming 19. She's trimming Folklore and Evermore. She's making.
Good.
She's making.
Okay, now that's a hot
take. Sorry.
She's putting Folklore.
Is that controversial? I don't know. But that is
the most controversial thing said on this pod tonight.
Really?
Now, for a concert, I think trimming that's not a bad idea. But because Tortured Poets is like same tempo. So I get it. But
totally
I
agree with that.
I think it is an unpopular opinion that you don't like Folklore and Evermore that much.
Yeah, so Allie set me up with the set list, and I've been trying to listen to that since we're going in July. And I have been listening to it fairly often. And I mean, a lot of the songs I knew, but every time I get to the Folklore Evermore segment, I'm like, ugh. And I like will fast forward. There's especially three songs that I just
Wait a second. I'm so sorry, but that is maybe one of the most stunning things I've ever heard, because I literally feel like when I listen to Folklore and Evermore, it feels like a warm shower in the best.
Okay.
I'm scared what she's gonna say.
So tell me, is this the set that's, which one is this? Like Invisible String, Betty, The Last Great American, August, Illicit Affairs.
That's Folklore.
She definitely doesn't like Last Great American Dynasty.
No, just wait.
And then, but which, that's what, Folklore or Evermore?
Folklore.
And which ones are Evermore?
The one with her braid. Can you see the...
I'm looking at the set list. So like what?
Are you looking at pictures of the albums next to the set list? Like
no, just tell me songs that are in the set list from that.
Willow, Champagne Problems.
Okay, no. That one's okay then. What is that? That's Evermore. Oh my God, my brain. That's Evermore? Sorry.
And it's, what's the one that's evil?
That's Folklore.
Or Tolerate It. She used to do Tis the Damn Season, but she doesn't do it anymore.
Okay, so I don't like Cardigan. Don't like it. I don't really like August.
What?
Betty's okay. I don't really like My Tears Ricochet is okay. Illicit Affairs, But for sure, Cardigan I'm bored by. Sorry.
Wait, you don't like Illicit Affairs?
Well, let me hang on. Let me make sure that's the one I'm thinking of.
The bridge is
something that
they're all just so slow. I get bored.
It goes like this. It goes, "Don't call me kid. Don't call me baby. Look at this godforsaken mess that you made me." Illicit Affairs. You listen to the words?
Talk about the beat.
That's the problem.
I agree with you. Like,
this isn't a musically driven song.
No, this isn't about the beat. It's about the words.
I agree with that.
And you're going to get copyrighted.
Sorry. I mean, it's just okay. I'm not saying I hate it. Okay, I'm just saying I'm kind of like...
realize is that's because it's a Folklore album. Like, the reason she called it Folklore is because it's literally like... poetry and stories. So it's all made up. It's not about how the song beat is and it being catchy. Those two albums are about like the stories and like the meaning behind all the songs. And
excuse you,
Maggie, what? So you can put your hand down.
I agree with Nat, and I feel like I've listened, because you guys always talk about Folklore and Evermore, and I honestly don't think I've ever fully sat through and listened to a full version of the albums either way, but I've listened to songs that you guys have done, and something about it just, like, doesn't do it for me, and I know, like, it's poetry, but something about it just, like, isn't, like,
okay, Mom.
2 hours and 16 minutes of the combined Folklore Evermore playlist is no skips. 2 hours and 16 minutes to satiate your ears.
Agreed.
Literally, that's a no skip. Two albums, no skip.
I don't skip any of those songs. If
really?
If I want to work and I want to listen to music, this isn't like a listen at the gym, like listen in the, like, no, listen in the car it is. Listen, like, when you're trying to get hyped up, it's like
listen
song
on the airplane.
That I listen on the airplane, or I listen to when I'm working, and it's literally like ethereal. Also, do you know the story about Cardigan, Betty, and August?
Okay, so no, I guess no, that's a short answer. No, I mean, isn't Betty no?
Okay, Betty, August, and Cardigan is a three. It's a love triangle. And Betty and James are dating, and then it becomes the summer. It's a teenage love triangle. And then it becomes the summer, and James cheats on Betty with Inez. And so it's that story from every one of their point of view. So Cardigan is Betty's point of view about getting, like, cheated on. August is Inez about falling in love with James, even though he doesn't, like, want her, like, forever. And then
Betty is about, is from James' point of view, about trying to get Betty back after he cheated on her. And it's all of those are the names of Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' kids.
So okay, I remember you telling me that part, now that you're saying that.
Listen to the words, it's like a story. It's like you're reading a story.
Okay, so to be fair, I probably never really listened to the words closely to either. What is that, Betty, August?
And Cardigan.
And Cardigan. Now, is Marjorie, Willow, Tis the Damn Season, those are all Evermore.
That's Evermore.
Now, those I like. I actually like all of those. I really love Marjorie. I really love Tis the Damn Season a lot. I really like Champagne Problems. So Evermore, take out of that. Folklore is the one that I'm just eh about.
And that's wild, Mom, because if you ask me my favorite Taylor Swift album, it's Folklore.
Okay.
Have you listened to Gold Rush from Evermore? Because that might be my favorite Taylor
Swift. No, I gave her the Eras Tour setlist to listen to.
Honestly think that you should tomorrow try to carve out 2 hours and 16 minutes of your day. I don't
know where you're
going to find it, but you should try. And I think you should listen to the combined both albums back to back, no skips. And I think you're going to hear Marjorie and you're going to be like,
no, she likes Marjorie.
I love Marjorie. I Evermore, I think I like, okay, at least the ones on the set list. That one's okay. I really love Tis the Damn Season. For some reason, that one stood out to me like right away. I really like the beat.
But
again, I think that one has this really like cute.
Like, Evermore, you would like Evermore beat. Better.
You know what you
should do?
Evermore.
You should go watch the Long Pond Studios recording movie on Netflix. Is that what it's on?
That's a Folklore, though.
I know, but I think that would really make her like Folklore.
Well, I'm doing good to have gotten through the set list and only have one album that I'm like eh about. The rest I'm okay with, and I'm getting there. But yeah, I'm also
for you.
I'm also 43 years old, so
totally. Some of this probably doesn't play to being happily married.
Well, and I feel like I'm just not the. I feel like my age is just the moms of Swifties. I'm not like, I don't think there's many women my age that are actual Swifties.
True.
Okay. So next topic.
Okay.
I came up with some little, rose questions, you know, that I ask, but they're new, but they're real simple and you guys have to each answer them. Okay.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay. What? This one's very simple. What is the most used app on your phone?
FaceTime.
TikTok.
That was Maggie. What, Allie?
TikTok.
TikTok.
Vanessa. Instagram. For Vanessa, I think. Or Facebook.
Vanessa, what is your most used app, Vanessa?
Either FaceTime or Instagram, kind of depends on the week.
So if you would say top two, yours would be FaceTime and Instagram. What would yours be, Allie? The other one.
It might be FaceTime and TikTok.
Okay, Maggie.
Or Gmail.
Or Spotify.
FaceTime and probably Spotify.
Oh, Spotify would be my number two.
Okay.
Maybe my number one.
No, TikTok's number one, I think.
All right. Now you each have to tell me what your very first ever paid job was. No matter if it was like babysitting for $10, you know, whatever. Like very first paid job.
Getting the eggs out of my grandma's chicken coop.
Wait, say that again?
Getting the eggs out of my grandma's chicken coop.
Aw, that's a cute job. How old were you?
When did that live? Eight, probably. $10.
And what did? How much did she pay you?
$10 an egg.
Nice.
Yeah, I made a lot of money.
That's lucrative.
Wait, how? Like, so how many eggs would you get in a gathering?
I do like 5.
That is a good gig. Is she hiring now?
Well, my brothers would have to like split. My brother probably hated the chicken coop because there were spiders in it, and then my brother Colin was overwhelmed by the chickens. Let's just put it at that. He would have his little
kids. Did they ever like peck at you when you tried to get
the
eggs?
Bitches. Those evil, evil little bitches.
$10 an egg, she could have bought pasture-raised organic eggs.
Yeah.
For probably before that.
My grandma, like, is still to this day, like, me and my cousins will go, my cousins and I will go to her house, and she'll be like, I'll give you $100 if you load up the back thing with wood. She's just, like, looking to give us money, but, like, has to justify it by us doing somewhat of a chore.
That's okay. That's kind of a, that's a very generational thing. I think that's cool.
Grandma Wubby, shout out.
Shout out, Grandma. How's your grandma?
Which, my grandma Wubby?
The one that, yeah, the one that made you, the one that paid you to get eggs.
Obviously.
She's awesome. She's a style icon. She thinks Vanessa looks like an Italian painting. And I think that is one of the greatest compliments she's probably ever given anyone.
Aww.
Have you seen an Italian painting lately?
Is this, wait, is this the grandma that you get all your shoes from?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's stylish.
Wubby.
I want to get to know this grandma.
She gave me a Lafayette. I don't know if you know the brand Lafayette.
I don't.
Oh. She has a sun hat that she keeps in a box. It's a circle box this big, and the hat's the size of the box. And it's like a wicker, like, braided sun hat. And she gave it to me. And she was like, you can't take it on the subway, though. And I was like, well, how are you driving back to the city? She goes, I'll send you a care package with it. So I'm going to have a
Where do you keep it?
Who knows? Whenever she gives me things, I just say yes.
Oh, I would too. Chanel shoes.
Do you want me to run through everything she's ever given me? Half of, it's majority of my closet, probably. She's really into this store called Me and M. M-E sign E-M.
Never heard of that one.
Same.
Okay, Allie, what was your first job ever paid?
Probably babysitting.
Tyler?
No, like kids.
They didn't pay.
Who's the first kids you remember babysitting for?
Like Dalton and Delaney and Stratton. Well, probably the Petzolds, actually. But yeah.
Yeah. Vanessa?
I like honestly. It might have been Snack Shack at the swimming pool, but it also might have been some, like, teaching riding lessons that, can't remember the age. I have a really bad memory, but yeah, probably the pool.
Synchro swimming or horseback riding. It's one of the two hobbies that she has.
Had. That's true. I did. Or feeding. Feeding the horse.
Okay. Do you know, I just that the chicken thing made me remember that we used to have when I was younger, you know, the house alley that Julie and Troy live in now. There used to be an old house there, and there used to be this old couple that lived down there, and they had cattle. And I have no idea how this came about or why they asked me to do it, but I had to feed cattle as a chore for a period of time.
Oh my God.
Isn't that impressive? I like had to take, this is all what I remember. And again, my memory is also horrible, but this is what I see in my head when I remember that. But they'd all be like in their stalls, and they had their like troughs in front of them, these wood troughs in front of them. And they had this big grain bin, and I had to like take buckets of the, I don't think it's grain. I don't know what it was. In my head, it was like grain, whatever that is. And I just put it in the troughs, and I had to give them water, and that was my job. I don't remember how much I got paid either, but I fed cattle.
Nice.
I'm a country girl. Yeah, shout out Becky.
That's character.
Okay. Next question. If you could trade closets with any celebrity, what celebrity closet would you trade with?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Really?
The Row. Oh, God. I wish.
God, I forgot about them just entirely.
Maybe Sophia Richie.
Wait, who's that?
Sophia Richie has been really popular lately. She's Lionel Richie's daughter. She got married and had this crazy wedding last year. She is like very like old money, like classic, like quiet wealth.
All style. Her wedding looks were Chanel.
That's true.
For Sophia?
Sophia Richie. Sophia Richie.
How old? Like, how old is she?
Oh, like
ish.
A couple years older than us. Pretty young.
Okay. So it's because she has like a classic, a classic style.
Yeah, she has like classic, clean, young, like fresh style.
What about Mary Kate and Ashley? What is their? I mean, I know they've always kind of been like fashion icony, but are they still? Do they wear like?
Well, I'm just imagining that their closet is The Row, which is their brand.
Oh,
do you know
gotcha.
What their brand is? Yeah.
So that's why you say that.
I mean, yeah, everything that
yeah,
everything I would buy everything at The Row if I physically could without selling every organ in my body.
Do they actually have a store or do they sell their brand in stores?
I don't know if they have an actual store, but I know like they're in Bloomingdale's and stuff like that.
I think they do have a store.
Allie, who would you, whose closet would you like?
This would need to like really probably be changed body wise, but Hailey Bieber.
Oh,
I feel like.
And why? And why?
I just feel like she's always wearing like very like timeless things. I also feel like she has a very like basics wardrobe, but like expensive basics. And they always look really just like they fit her well. And everything she always wears is like very classic. Like, I feel like if you look back on her stuff that she was wearing now, like in 10 years, I feel like it's not going to be like, I feel like it'd be pretty classic.
Okay.
I was also going to say Matilda Cherish. She is really good at style. She's an influencer.
I just saw the other day on my feed something about Justin Bieber posting something about him crying or something. What was that about?
I don't keep track of Justin Bieber.
No, I don't either. It was like on a New York Post post. Okay. If you could watch a movie what movie could you watch every single day? It has to be a movie, not a TV show, a movie.
I would watch Trolls World Tour.
Okay. Maggie?
I almost already do it. I would watch Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. I should have known that.
Or High School Musical.
Vanessa?
I hate to be this person. I actually have to recuse myself from this question. I like don't watch movies, and I don't think I could watch them. I can't watch a lot. I would rather listen in silence than watch the same movie over and over.
Well, is there a TV show that you could watch over and over then?
I could watch Suits.
You could watch Flicka.
Flicka's good.
Spirit.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is good, but no, like I don't vibe with movies like that. I do love Suits. I love Sex and the City. I'll watch Sex and the City anytime anyone wants to put it on. So good. What else? Vampire Diaries. Any day of the week. So I love TV and stuff. I just don't. Movies just don't do it for me.
So you guys, we watched Bob Marley's One Love. Have you seen that yet?
No.
It's good. It's really good.
Should watch that. Did you watch Priscilla?
Me, no.
Yeah, I watched Priscilla on HBO Max, and it was...
Is that the Elvis Priscilla?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know that was a movie. I don't think I knew that. We just finished Peaky Blinders.
You finished the show?
Yeah, just last night.
Which one?
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, I love Peaky Blinders.
I do too. I love it. Have you're finished with it?
Oh my God, yeah.
I love him.
I was expecting to see how red my stomach was.
Oh, I was like,
I thought you just wanted us all to see your abs. I was
is
like,
that a Peaky Blinder thing?
Oh no.
I was like, what?
I was just itching my stomach, and I was like, ooh, that kind of hurts. And then I was like, oh, wait, look how red it is.
On Peaky Blinders, they just will randomly lift their shirts up.
Do it.
Oh, on camera.
I have always been obsessed with Cillian Murphy since his 2004 movie with what's her face, Natalie Portman, I believe, and they're on a plane. I've been, what is it called? It's called Red Eye. Red Eye, that movie. Obsessed with it. Obsessed with Simpson. You should go watch it when you can.
Red Eye. Okay.
He's so unbelievably hot in it. And then he did a cover for a magazine. I can't remember when, but it was like so obscure. And like, I just feel like he breaks down boundaries and does not give a fuck. And he also hates the British monarchy and he's not afraid to show it. I love him.
I do too. And the first exposure I ever had to him was Oppenheimer. So I didn't know him from anything until Oppenheimer. So for me, I watched Peaky Blinders and was like, hey, it's the guy from Oppenheimer. I didn't even know what his name was.
Thomas Shelby.
So yeah, Thomas Shelby, he is like the man you love to hate, but you also love to love him. Like, I can't explain his character, and that show is unlike any character in any show I've ever watched. Like, I just,
yeah.
I actually was looking, I was actually really disappointed when we finished it last night. And also, I just love listening to his voice as Thomas Shelby because he's 95% of the time so calm and collected and loved him.
He loses his shit. Like, I get like.
He's either super calm and collected or he loses his shit. It is a must watch. I love that show.
Ian was him for Halloween 2 years ago.
Oh, and he has my God.
Pocket watch, and that's his dad.
So many people made comments about him on the street.
Yeah, everyone was like, Thomas Shelby, and he's like, yeah.
Oh, my God, really? I also love that era for how women dress. I loved watching how they dressed. I love that. I just loved watching the outfits of the women. Loved it.
Did you like his love interest?
Which one?
Blonde.
Oh, Grace, his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked her. You know who I hated? Hated was Gina at the end. Michael's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if they cast her thinking because she was supposed to be like a sex pot. I don't know if that's an outdated word, but I don't know if they cast her thinking that she was like the super like sexy, desirable woman, but she grossed me out. She was, in my opinion, not sexy. She looked like she was 13 trying to be sexy. She weighed about 75 pounds, had disgusting, I hated her character. I didn't like her. I did not like her. I was hoping that she would have gotten shot in the end, but
damn it. You don't get that. So I actually, the actress that that plays her is Anna something Joy, and she is the actress in The Queen's Gambit and also the actress in The Menu, and I love her. She in that in Peaky Blinders, like, you just didn't like her because I didn't like her in Peaky Blinder either, but
I know her character's not likable too, so maybe that just pulled me in, but I couldn't stand her.
Oh, I love her outside of Peaky Blinders.
Well, I'll have to watch. I guess I'll give her a chance in something else, but I just did not like her.
The Menu. Have you seen The Menu? You haven't. I think I told you the plot of The Menu because you wouldn't see it. The Menu is such a good movie, and she's in it.
It's a movie?
Yeah. It's okay. It's a dark thriller. It's not like scary, but it is a thriller, and it's a commentary on Michelin dining.
Oh. Okay.
Very interesting.
Okay, next question. Sorry, we got off on a tangent there. I just had to say that. And I was the same way with Suits, though. When it's done, I was almost like, oh my God, I'm going to miss these people. Like they were my family. And like, oh my God, what am I going to do when I can't be in my living room every single night? That's sad. Is that pathetic?
No, because I felt the same way. I was like, oh my God, my friends.
I know. I know.
What are they doing?
Maybe that's why I watch Friends over and over, because it's like they're always with me then, and they never leave me. Okay, what unconventional animal do you wish you could have as a pet?
Horse.
Elephant.
I know Casey's, I'm going to speak for Casey, would be raccoon.
Disgusting.
Oh.
Mine would be a great white shark.
Oh.
Those not are a all dinosaur. Favorite animals.
Not horse a dinosaur?
Or a velociraptor.
Except, Vanessa, I feel like a horse is kind of a conventional pet.
That is. Like, people do have a horse as a pet, so pick a different one.
Yeah, you have to pick something unconventional.
I would pick an elephant. That's unconventional.
Great white.
A great white shark is pretty unconventional, too.
Maybe zebra?
Zebra.
Ooh, that's a good one. Allie, did you see the video of the elephant that got loose in, like, I don't know, it was like Oklahoma City or some damn thing?
No.
Oh, I thought I sent that to you. It was like last week or the week before, and it was in some random city in the U.S. It wasn't Oklahoma City, but it was something like that. And a woman got it on video, and it was just like running across the street at a stoplight, and it ran through the gas station. It like had gotten away from some circus that was in town, and it like got out, and it was just running around.
They're native to that area.
Shut up.
It's in Montana.
Oh, Montana.
Native to Montana.
Shoot, if it would have just gone into
what is?
I would have seen it then.
Elephants.
No, it's what? Not.
Yeah,
she's
that's
kidding.
That's where the elephant got loose?
Montana, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's right.
He was probably so scared.
I know.
He wanted to escape. Unless the circus
was probably like, what is going on?
Taylor Swift moment. The circus life made him want to escape because they cut out all his teeth.
What?
Oh. She's quoting Taylor Swift.
Okay. If you could learn one skill instantly, what would it be?
One skill.
How to play the piano.
Good one.
I would be able to sing.
What did she say?
Be able to sing.
Oh, no, oh. Just kidding. I would be able to count the beat.
I was going to say I would be able to dance.
You can't dance?
No. I know you can. Not a chance. You can do this.
She can't dance or sing, clearly.
Okay. Okay, this is back to a celebrity thing. What celebrity would you most think about this closely? Like, don't just, I know you're just going to be like, want to be like Taylor Swift. What celebrity would you most like to be friends with?
In the bag. I know mine.
Friends?
Frank Ocean. I want him to know I exist. Do you know who that is?
Well, it's because he's a musician, right? A singer? Okay. And is that the only reason you like to be friends with him? Or does he seem like he'd be a really good friend?
He seems like he would be a really good friend and an amazing person.
Because he would just sing to you all the time?
No, because he...
Oh.
I just feel like he would talk a lot. He would give a lot of great advice and not say... He wouldn't say a lot, but it would be meaningful. Kind of like Ian.
So basically, Ian is Frank Ocean.
God, no, I wish.
That's a crazy.
Okay, Vanessa?
You have to speak loud.
Can you go first? I don't know.
I know. I would either do... Wait, I forgot. Fuck. Renee. Yeah! I would either do Renee Rapp. Or I would do Julia Michaels, which is this person who this, oh, I was like, this tattoo is about, and that would be my choice.
And who is she?
She's a musician.
Okay.
Both are musicians.
I also kind of would like to be friends with Olivia Rodrigo if I was her age.
How old is she?
We're just lightning.
Really?
Ooh.
Do you have an answer yet, Vanessa?
No, I literally can't think of one famous person I want to be friends with. Can I come back to this later?
Sure.
Okay, let me think about it.
Okay. This one's kind of, you have to think about, maybe you don't have to think about it.
Oh, yeah.
What is something that makes you envious?
The first thing that came to my head. Guess. Somebody guess.
Body confidence.
Money.
Like being skinny.
I feel like that's everybody. Right?
I guess.
Envious?
I mean, not that invalidates it. That's
like envious is like, I know this is like you're saying, it's so basic, but I think the most envy I feel of anything is either having like a perfect body, which like usually you can pay to get. So like, that's not really a fair thing anymore in today's society, but like a perfect body, I guess a natural perfect body. I don't know. Again, there's a lot behind that. Just take it at face value. Don't fucking come for me, internet. Or number two would be just having an absolute shit ton ball load of money. Like girls that live here in New York City and they work whatever job they want to do. They literally do whatever they want to do and their parents are bankrolling them, or, and like they, it's not even their fault. Like they just never are going to have to worry about money because they're so rich. They can spend and do whatever they want. Like, duh, I want that.
I agree. Vanessa, how about this one?
I'm jealous of people who are really singularly focused. Like, so, like, I wish I was someone who was like, God, I like want to be an artist. And I was like full throttle in that way. I'm not full throttle. Like, I just always think that's really cool when people are like super, super niche at one thing. And I am not.
That's
a
good
way.
One. Maggie.
I sleep with like sound mental health.
That what?
People that have sound mental health.
Oh, sound mental health.
She's taking me out. She's like,
that's fair.
You know,
Maggie was gonna, or Vanessa was about to tell Maggie to go to therapy.
I was gonna say the good news about that is it is something I feel like you can, you know, work towards.
You can never fix it though.
Next one.
Okay. You don't want to get on the mental health topic? Oh, damn it. Okay. What is something... So this is... I'll give you an example. What is something you've never truly wrapped your head around? So for me, what I can't wrap my head around is how a surgeon can just go and cut a body open and like take shit out and fix it and like tie it shut and do these things to it. And then you just close them up and that anesthesia keeps that person sleeping so that they don't feel any of that. Like that blows my mind. Like, I don't understand how, and I don't understand how that, how someone even has enough intelligence to be able to come up with that whenever, you know, like someone who invented that.
Yeah.
That's just, I can't wrap my head around that.
I have an answer for this one. Unless Allie.
So what's something you can't wrap your head around? Vanessa.
Cannot wrap my head around the fact that space is constantly expanding, but there's no more space outside of space. I can't even fully explain what I don't understand, but the concept of the expanding donut fucking shit, do not understand.
The universe is expanding into nothing.
Thank you.
That's a good one. Like, it's what you said, like, you can't even understand what you don't understand.
She basically doesn't she can't wrap her head around the concept of nothing. Like,
well, yeah.
Nothing is not something. There's not a space it's expanding into. There's not a hole it's expanding into.
It's expanding into
nothing. It doesn't exist.
Right.
Nothing is something very hard
but
to like comprehend.
But if you can expand into it, it feels like it inevitably is something, and that's where I just can't.
But that's not true.
Like there has to be an end. Like the what's that movie?
It's because we can't.
Like where you
can't.
Oh, I touched it. There it is. There's the wall.
Because we don't know. We don't know anything that's nothing.
Right.
Because it doesn't exist yet.
Well, the thought if there's a boundary, there has to be something on the other side of the boundary too, makes no sense.
Well, it's kind of like, it's kind of the same thing as like the person who created earrings. It's like anything, like someone who created anything, like a light bulb. It's like that was nothing until it now became something. Like, you don't know there's nothing until there is something to fill that. But right. Like, that's just what it is. Anyway, mine is the fact of like where the fuck I was before I was born. I know I wasn't there, but like, I cannot believe that I was formed inside of a human. That I was the little
inside thing. Inside of me.
Yeah, like I was the little thing that popped out, but I grew in there. That's so weird.
It is crazy.
Like, you like know you're a being, like, right before you're born, like right before you're born, you're like, you could be panicking, you could be having distress, you could be, you want to pop out, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Then also before you even conceived, where were you?
Nowhere.
Yeah, but how did that make me? It's crazy. Anyway, Maggie.
I'm feeling existential right now. I like kind of on Vanessa's wavelength, and Allie's actually, is this like the concept of time. Like, what? Why are there 24 hours in a day?
Oh, I totally can get behind
Yeah.
that. Doesn't make fucking, who decided it was 24 also, hours like, instead of 1 hour?
The fact that like we have to have like daylight savings and like, we have to have a leap year every 4 years because like that, like why don't we just make the months a little bit longer or a little bit shorter and like get rid of the leap year. Like, why can't we just change that?
So weird.
Totally also don't agree how, understand how they got everyone to buy it to what they decided.
Yeah.
Like, we can't agree on anything, but somehow they were like, we're going to go every 4 years an extra day. And everyone was like, yeah.
Wait a second. I read something on this. Did I keep it? Oh, I don't think I kept it. I started following this thing. It's called History Facts. And I think I started getting it by accident somehow. But it's this email I get every day. And it's these little sort of random facts about history. And they had a like explanation about like leap year and like how and why that came into existence. And I keep some of them because I just think it's so interesting, but I did not keep that one. Damn it. But I just had a recent one because I heard you talk about Thomas Edison. Did you know that I'm just going to read this. Edison positioned himself at the forefront of the budding film industry after patenting an early camera known as the Kintiograph and a viewer called the Kintioscope. And basically, he had the monopoly on the motion picture industry for several years on the East Coast because he got the copyright to that. And he, like, anybody that used it, you know, whatever. So he had the monopoly on it. So that's how come people started moving out west because he wasn't focusing as much on those people. So that's why Hollywood was created, is because people just kept moving west to get away from Thomas Edison's monopoly in the East. Isn't that interesting?
I did know that Thomas Edison, I did know about the monopoly and Thomas Edison breaking into the film market because the documentary that Ian is working on for UW Vanessa's 150.
I knew it was going to have something to do with Ian.
150-year, the rowing team's been around for 150 years, and he's using a video in the documentary that of the Wisconsin rowing team at a regatta on the East Coast that was shot by Thomas Edison.
Really?
Yeah. Then I was like, since when does Thomas Edison do videos? And Ian was like,
right.
He was like huge.
Apparently he was. Yeah, that's so crazy. No one knows.
So the fact that you said that, wild.
That timing.
That is wild. Also, I have to tell you this. I have to tell you this really interesting one about Alexandria, who was the Princess of Wales, who became Queen Alexandra in 1901. And all the women like wanted to copy her style. Like she was super stylish back then. And so all the women wanted to copy her style. And after the birth of her third child in 1860, oh wait. Yeah. So after the birth of her child in 1867, she developed a severe case of rheumatic fever that left her with a stiff knee and a pronounced limp. So she had to use like a cane to walk, and she was so, her fashion was so followed by women that they started to limp. They started to actually limp as a fashion fad because she limped, and they would actually, people started making shoes that were different heights so that they could limp naturally, to be like her. Okay. Isn't that crazy?
You told me that one.
And that's the high heel.
No, that's it. And then it just faded. The trend passed quickly, it said. But for a while, it was called the Alexandra limp. And they wore mismatched shoes they also started carrying canes with them because she did it.
Interesting fact. I like those.
Okay, well, that's going on an hour and a half. Anything else that you guys want to talk about or have to say or want to make known?
Happy birthday, Allie.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Maggie, your birthday was last weekend?
No, her birthday was April 13th.
What did you say?
Oh, April 13th. That's right, the day before Tyler's.
They made me a cake.
Really? What kind?
Chocolate.
With chocolate icing?
Yas.
How were your crumble cookies?
They were good.
Why are you making that face?
They were good. They're just, I can't eat them all.
Chocolate cake, foia.
I could eat them all at once. I eat them bite by bite.
Well, I'm so jealous because it's been a while since I've had them. I had them quite a few times in a row, and now I haven't had them in a while, and that blueberry one looked really good this week.
We haven't touched the blueberry one. Do you want us to pack it up and send it to you?
Please.
I might go get involved in that blueberry one.
Put it in the
microwave.
Did
you try and warm it up?
We haven't eaten it yet.
Well, warm it up. It will, oh, so good.
Happy birthday.
Well, okay, let's see. What do you guys have coming up? Anything fun?
We're going to Rhode Island.
We're going to a concert
in mid-May.
Fun. And you're just staying at an Airbnb or something?
Yeah, we're staying in a hotel. There's a chowder fest going on while we're there.
Nice.
Chowder.
So we're going to eat some chowder.
How is New York? Anything new and exciting? That's kind of like an obvious question.
We're going to a concert tomorrow night.
You are?
Yeah.
What concert?
Royal Otis.
It's just a band that Maggie likes.
They're from Australia.
And where is that?
The concert is in Australia. We're flying to Australia tomorrow.
Oh, fun!
Yeah.
Yep. Allie has her compression socks. Don't you worry. They're going to be... I'm going to grip her to the seat with them.
Wait, what?
Nothing. And it's in like Midtown or something. I don't fucking know.
It's in Chelsea Market. Remember that marketplace where I was like, oh my God, I love that dinosaur book?
Yep.
For me, it's there.
Yep. Okay.
And then, stop!
I'm a vampire.
And then, my God, you're like a little sibling.
Samuel told me he went to go see that movie Abigail with the little vampire demon girl. Have you seen the previews for that?
No.
He said it was terrible. He was like, it was so bad.
Mama told me that Charlie is giving out stock advice because he has to do it in his special gifted program.
Well, somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Mama was like, so we invested in it. And I was like, what? Apparently a stock that Samuel recommended has now increased by over like $500 that he recommended for them.
What was the stock?
Well, I think he's found his path.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I could have told you the video was going on.
He's like literally 14, Maggie. This kid is 11, and he's telling Mogan Papa what to invest in.
Wow, Charlie.
I know.
Why is he not giving all of his family members this advice?
No, I was like, I'm going to have to call Charlie up. And he's going to have to tell me what to invest my freaking money in. Like, what?
Charlie.
So, yeah. That's...
And Samuel's going to Destin to play sand volleyball this weekend.
I know. Margot told me that, too.
Well, so I heard from Samuel, so...
I was on the phone with Maga and Papa, and Maga was like, I was FaceTiming them, and I was like, Papa, Maga was like, Papa, show her the sky, because it was really pretty sunset, and he walked over to the door, and was like, the FaceTime was like towards him, and he was like, do you see it? I was like, no. And she said, Stan, you have to turn the phone around. And then he went like this. He went like this. And turned his phone sideways and said, what about now? And I was like, nope. And then he figured out, he did this. And he showed me. And I was like, this is good. It was so funny because they weren't used to me. I can hear
Ma go, ah, you have to turn that phone around.
And then Papa... turned, they were outside showing me something, and he turned the phone around to show Manga walking. And I said, oh, Manga's walking down the runway, like they on that little sidewalk outside. And then he said, yeah. And she said, more like limping down the runway. And then she got inside, and Papa had the camera on her. And he said, well, you better turn around so she doesn't see how messy your hair is in the back. And Manga was like, I don't even remember.
Your grandma, you were like, can I just FaceTime you? And she's like, well, my hair's not done.
Yeah, she was like, well, my hair doesn't look very good. And I was like, my hair doesn't look very good either. I'm not going to record you.
They crack me up. My favorite line that is always goes back to Mom and Dad is when we had Waddles, our dog Waddles. Becky has a chick now named it Waddles. She has chicks and ducks, so it's like a friends thing, a chicken and a duck.
Ew.
Anyway, so we had Waddles, a dog who was not an inside dog at all. He was just our outside dog. And it was like a Friday night, and Dad said something to Papa said something to Maga like, let's have a beer and let the dog in. It sounds like so code for like, let's have a beer and let the dog in, you know? But they were literally meant, let's have a beer and let the dog in.
They were going to go listen to the whippoorwills down by the Ponderosa.
Oh, I like the whippoorwills. The whippoorwills, I miss that sound. And I also miss the sound of all the tree frogs.
Listen, he sent me a video. I'll see if it's loud. Frogs, okay. And he texted me this. He said, frogs and peepers are wishing you a happy birthday.
Aw. Oh, that's the sound I love.
I know. So pretty. Wow. And then listen, here's the whippoorwill. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
They said they literally go down there and play recordings off of their phone or in their speaker, and they always go back to them.
Well, you should send me that. I could fall asleep to that. I thought
that is the most peaceful noise in the world.
No, it truly is. And there's none of those up here. And I don't, all I hear there, we have lots of birds singing, but we don't have those noises.
I mean, anymore. I just like, it's so weird how like nostalgia works, because even like it got warm here the other day, and I just like felt like warm. And that was like one of the first things I thought of was like us like sitting on our back porch or like sitting in the yard outside or like in the front driveway or something. And it's so humid and it's dark and there's like lightning bugs and that sound. And like, it's just so humid. Like you can smell how humid it is.
But also you would like sit on the ground and like the asphalt is still hot.
So hot. Yeah. No, I don't know that. And I can like smell, what that sound it like smells like. I don't know.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Or like when they were like, we're going down to the Ponderosa, I was like, oh, I can like smell that.
Yeah.
What?
Starving.
What?
It's a brain eater. It's starving.
You're clearly losing the ADHD one over here.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys go now. Thank you. Yes, one, Vanessa?
My final parting words to you. The blueberry one, so good.
Did you warm it up just a little bit? No?
Straight out of the box.
So good.
Did not. Didn't feel like putting one spoonful in the microwave. Plus, didn't seem safe with a metal spoon.
No, that's true. But
not safe with a metal spoon in the microwave.
You could have just put it on a plate.
Wait. I'm sorry.
Maybe if Tyler comes home this weekend, I could have him stop and get me a couple.
Did you understand what she just said to you?
I honestly think it would be worth it.
A spoonful?
She said she wanted to put a spoonful in the microwave, but she didn't think that it would be safe to put the spoon in.
I didn't even hear her say that.
Cookie. I didn't think it was safe, which is why I didn't do it.
No, but why couldn't you just put it on a plate or like a paper towel?
I just wanted one little nibble.
On the spoon.
I'm sorry, if you were just getting one little nibble, why
this wasn't meant for me to get hate. I just wanted Nat to know that her suspicions were right.
Thank you. So I should have you guys on again soon.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe we can pod before we raft. Or Ooh. After we raft.
Ooh, definitely. Well, if we have enough freaking Wi-Fi. Or no, during. This thing, I tried that. I tried podcasting on this when I was in Idaho last time. And I am not exaggerating. It took me 12 hours. No, it was not. It was 15 hours to upload my podcast.
Well, why 12 don't, hours. Why don't we
it just... took, sorry. It took Emily, who I podcasted with, who was in Missouri. It took her about 15 seconds. It took me 15 hours. That is not an exaggeration.
What if we just record on a voice memo while we're on the rafting trip, and then you can just upload it via voice memo?
I guess I could do that. I'm sure I can do that somewhere on this new platform, but I'll have to figure that. You would have to figure that out for me.
Oh, you want
to
pod from the wood?
We should pod from the wood.
No, we're not.
We're podding from the wood.
We could figure that out.
Well, we could do a day by day. We could do 5 minutes from each day of the trip and on the pod or from the wood. And then after the wood, get back in there with the
wood. From the pod in the wood. No. After the pod, we would in the wood on the pod.
In the Wait, bog, what's in the wood?
On the wood, on
the wood is, she's meaning like in the mountains, in the woods. She's saying.
Got it. Okay. We should figure that out and somehow do that. That would be really funny and fun.
We should say from the beach, even though it's not going to be like the real beach. It'll be a beach.
Survivor Beach.
What's definitely it called? A beach.
Vanessa's really worried about pooping in a little tiny toilet.
Ew, let's not talk about it. Let's not put words to my fears. Okay?
Well, I'll be honest. It's a valid fear because you may
let's
just
your body is menstruating.
Also, hope that more than you do the pooping thing. Also, your body may just say, "I am not pooping. I don't give a shit." Well.
Yeah,
no pun intended, but I'm not pooping.
Well, I poop 4 times a day minimum, so.
Is that a lie?
No, she has an unhealthy stomach.
No, it's so healthy.
No, she has
irritable bowels. It's caused by unhealthy levels of cortisol.
So true.
What is cortisol?
Stress.
No, it's not.
Caused by lack of therapy.
And lack of nutrition.
Either way, I can't wait till the float trip. So, anyway, love you guys.
Bye.
What?
Bye.
Thanks for having
me.
Bye. Thank you. I bought my chacos.
I'm gonna shower.
Okay.